basically, the issue is about making a bracha on a minhag. Okay? So, the Rambam holds, it's opening, it's seemingly clear in a Gemara that you don't make a bracha on minhagim. Okay? But the example that the Gemara has is specifically Arava, which is taking the Aravos on Sukkos. And that's a minhag. So the Rambam generalizes from there that in general you don't make a bracha on a minhag. Okay? Right. So the problem is, the big problem is what about Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni, we say Alachilas Matzah. Yom Tov Sheni is arguably a plain shot, it's a minhag. And yet, we make Alachilas Matzah on Yom Tov Sheni. So that goes against the rule, you don't make a bracha on a minhag. Right? Okay. So. Right. So the question is, why don't you make a bracha on a minhag? So Rashi says, because it's not, the reason why you make bracha on derabbanans is because the Torah told us, lo sasav and adav asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol, you're not allowed to violate, turn away from the rabbanan. So therefore, it comes from the Torah. So therefore, you could say, asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol, because it's rooted in the Torah. But Rashi says, but a minhag doesn't come under lo sasar. Minhagim, that only comes under like real derabbanans, but not a minhag. And therefore, Rashi says, you can't make a bracha on a minhag. The problem is that the Rambam openly says that minhag also comes under lo sasar. So if a minhag comes under lo sasar, now you're stuck to back to the problem. Why wouldn't you say a bracha on a minhag? Right? You could still say asher yagidu lecha v'sivanu because Hashem commanded us lo sasar, which includes the idea that if the Rabbanan set up minhagim, we have to keep them. Right? Oh, so that's the problem. So altogether, it's hard to understand why, according to the Rambam, you don't say bracha on a minhag. Right? So he said, so the Griz wanted to say that the reason why you don't say bracha on a minhag is not because a minhag lacks in its obligatory nature. Because it is obligatory, because there's a tzivoy, because of lo sasar. It's nothing to do with that. But it has to do with the nature of the chafza. There's a chafza of a mitzvah and there's a chafza of a minhag. And structurally they're different. And a chafza of a mitzvah demands a bracha, but a chafza of a minhag does not. And the way we interpreted that is that a mitzvah is like a legal, formal legal structure. That there's a law which is crafted, constructed in a very precise, specific manner. And you have to align yourself with the precise formulation. And when you do that action in line with that precise formulation, that's like a certain kedusha which comes about through following the parameters, the strict parameters of the halacha. And you say a bracha, asher kedushon v'sos v'tzvanu, on that mitzvah, on that ma'isa ha-mitzvah. But a minhag, it lacks the precision of a formalized takana, mitzvah. But a minhag is more of like, it's an idea of the gavra being involved in a certain idea, a certain philosophical idea. There's an important idea that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves, or the Chachamim have obligated us to be knowing, to be involved in a certain idea. But it doesn't necessarily have, it could be absent a formal halachic structure. So he said, like halal, for example, is on Yontif, halal has a strict form. There are certain fixed kapitel tehillims which are called halal. Now you see on Rosh Chodesh, we do halal, we do it, we skip around, right? We're not really doing halal. We're just kind of doing songs, kapitels, you know, song parts of Parakim of Tehillim, which come from halal. But we're not involving ourselves in this formal structure we call halal. But it's a minhag that on Rosh Chodesh will be involved in saying prakim of halal. Okay? So, but it lacks the formalism. Where Arava, taking an Arava, it's not like there's no technical straw form of what you do. Like we take a lulav, there's a form, there's all kind of technical details in the halacha, the mitzvah of lulav. But Arava, it's just you take it, you walk around with it. There's no technical formal structure to tell you what you do with it. So it's a minhag. It's a minhag to remind us of different ideas or whatever it is. So a minhag is because of its informal nature, it doesn't have a bracha. Right? So, but a minhag could take hold of a mitzvah, like on Yom Tov Sheni, the minhag is that we should do what we did on the first night again on the second night. Now what we did on the first night was a mitzvah, so now on the second night is also mitzvah. So eating matzah, you don't say, minhag doesn't need a formal structure, but it could have a formal structure. So the Rabbanan didn't, there was no formal takana to keep Yantav Sheni, but rather there was a minhag, they were doing it, and they decided, the Rabbanan said, you should keep doing what they did, but it was a minhag. So, but it's not going to have a bracha, but it will have a bracha, because the minhag is to do these mitzvahs, right? So it's like the nature of their eschaivos is, the obligation comes from the fact that they was accustomed to do it, and the Rabbanan said, you should keep the custom going. But in its form, it really is, its nature of what you're doing is structurally a mitzvah. Right? And therefore, you'll be able to say a bracha on it. And the vitzivanu isn't the problem, because, again, the Rambam holds, there is a tzivoy for a mitzvah, for a minhagim, because it comes under the losasar. Right? Yeah. Okay. So then, that was the first main paragraph. Then the Grizz, and this is where it started getting a little interesting. I mean, this is what we did. He says, Tosvos. Okay, so Tosvos holds that. So Tosvos holds that even though the Gemara says that you'll make a bracha on a Rava because it's a minhag, he holds that that's not a universal rule across the board. Okay, but rather he says it's specifically by a Rava. Because a Rava is tilt Obama. You're merely moving the thing. Right? You're merely moving the Rava. It's not a real takana. It's just a minhag. So therefore, it's not chashiv to say bracha on it. But, the Tosis continues, Kriyas Halel is no less than reading the Torah. Reading the Torah, you make a bracha on. So Kriyas Halel is like reading the Torah, reading Psukim. And he says, similarly, Yantav Sheni, even though it's only a minhag, you say a bracha. So he says, so the Grizz, that's what Tosa says. So the Grizz says, it's hard to understand altogether what Tosa's talking about. Saying Halel is like reading from the Torah. And then that's the same thing as Yantav Sheni. I mean, what does Yantav Sheni have to do with reading from the Torah? Right? So he says, no, Tosa's is really saying roughly the same thing as the Grizz is saying in the Rambam. That when you say you don't make a bracha on a minhag, it's not because you can't save a tzivanu. But it has to do with the etzem ha-cheftza, the nature, and this is a lashon which we have to figure out today. It's part of our job to figure out what he's talking about. But it's the etzem ha-cheftza, the nature of the cheftza, that a minhag isn't chashuv, isn't significant enough to make a bracha. And that, he says, is only by a rava, right? Because what are you doing? You're just simply picking up an arava, you're tilt alama, you're moving it, right? So therefore, that's not chashiv to say bracha. But a halal, you're not saying the bracha because of the chova, but the etzem ha-halal, tiknu bo bracha. Just like they set up a bracha for reading from the Torah. Okay, the etzem ha-davar, the essential thing, warrants a bracha. So it has nothing to do with whether you're chayev or not chayev. It's about what's the nature of the thing you're doing. Taking a rava is merely moving. But reading psukim is reading halal. It's psukim from halal, and halal is and halal is significant for bracha, just like reading in the Torah. Okay. Now the question is: now the Grizz goes, what is the Tosis talking about when he says reading from the Torah? Reading from the Torah gets a bracha. What reading from the Torah? When? What bracha? When we lane, you don't say Asher Kedeshem Sosav Tzivanu in laning in shul. So what's he even talking about reading in the Torah? So he quotes a Gaon Maimonides that says that when you read Megillah, Rus, Kina, Shir HaShirim, the Mevesech HaSofrim says, you say, Asher Kedeshon HaSosu Tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. Right? Even though it's not even brought down in the Gemara. Right? It's not even brought down in the Gemara. It's just some sort of a later minhag. Right? So he's saying is that's what Tosis is trying to bring a proof from. That Megillos, there's no chiyuv to read, but yet you make a bracha. So why? Because the bracha is set up. Again, here's his lashon. A bracha niskanal etzem kriyasam. The bracha is set up on the essential kriya of psukim, of Torah. And the same thing by halal. The etzem halal was set up a bracha. And since the etzem cheftza is something which has a bracha, it doesn't matter if the reason why you're doing it is a minhag. Minhag is also could have a tzivanu. The only problem with minhag is that that a minog like harava, the chafza is lacking. It's just telto b'alma, you're just taking it. But by Allah, the etzem chafza, he does have a bracha. Right? And he says that's what he's bringing a raya, tells he's bringing a raya from Yantav Sheni. Because by Yantav Sheni, so the etzem chafza is the same as Yantav Rishon. You're just taking matzah, marar, whatever it is. So since the etzem chafza of taking matzah, eating matzah, marar requires a bracha, so I don't care if the fact that you're only doing it as a minhag. And the same thing by halal. Right? So, basically, he's saying that's the same thing as the Rambam. That by Rambam, also, Yontif Sheni is a real mitzvah. Structurally, it's a mitzvah. So therefore, it requires a bracha. I don't care if the fact that I'm doing it because of a minhag. The point is, the chafza is a mitzvah. Okay, so basically he's saying in both of them, the bracha has nothing to do with whether you're obligated or not obligated. Minhag is perfectly fine to have a bracha. The problem is the structure itself, right? The structure itself, is the structure itself a rigorous type of a structure, a mitzvah, or is it, or he says in Tosus, is etzem chafza require a bracha or not? So he's saying Yantav Sheni is. Right? And reading from the Torah, I guess you could argue, he's saying is, right? And reading Halal, he's saying is, right? So the big problem is, though, is that you have to differentiate now between the Rambam and Tosos, because you can't just shove together Tosos and Rambam, and Tam and the Rambam, because there's a machlokas about Chatzi Halal, about saying Halal and Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam holds you don't say Halal and Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minhag. And Tosfos is saying you do say Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's no less than reading from the Torah. Right? That's the problem. Okay, and the Grizz goes a little further, but that's... Let me just make sure we're all on board here. You don't say a bracha, right? According to the Rambam, you don't say a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, but according to the Tosfos, you do. So why do you say for the Rambam? He's saying because it's a minhag. Right, and a minhag, I guess, isn't a mitzvah. And for Tosis, he says, by halal you do, because the etzem halal atzmo tiknu bracha. The etzem chafza has a bracha. So it's like this whole etzem chafza thing, right, is like, sounds like his justification for the Tosos. But I mean, he kind of brought an etzem chafza in the Rambam also, because he says, achilas matzah, the Torah's mitzvah, but etzem chafza. Etzem chafza is a mitzvah. So it's like hard to understand if you're just looking at the very nature of the activity you're doing. So you should say halal is halal. So you should say bracha on both. But yet the Rambam's saying no, halal you don't, because it's just a minhag. Well, why is that? Like, where's Rambam and Tosfos diverging? That's really the problem. All right?
And don't like
Tosos. Yantav Tosos also. Yantav Sheni, it says, Atzmuso lo nishtana dinom Yantav Rishon, shetan bracha. V'chol she'etzem chavtza ta'an bracha, lo ichbas lan gam im chobas kiyumahu misha minhag. I don't care if the reason why you're chayev is because of minhag, but the etzem hadavar, etzem hachavtza requires a bracha. This is matzah, it's marah, it's whatever. Right? It sounds like the same, and he says, that's the same as Rambam. He says that. But then, you know, but you get this problem, though, is about halal, chatzi halal, right? I don't know if there's, by a rava, a structure, like by lulav, there's a way to take it. Like, you have to take it upright. There's a then of shaking it. I mean, it's a kiyum, it's the mitzvah of muvchar, but, I mean, there's, I don't know, by halal, it could be by a rava, you don't have that. It's not just do the same thing you do with a lulav, and then just only take one of the four minim. It just, it could be just saying it, just tiltal, just holding it. There's no din of an atila. So even an atila is not that rigorous, but there is still a structure of having an atila. Like if you hold it upside down, you're not yotze. I don't know if our rabbi's like that. I don't know if he's saying it's just a minhag, just to take it, you know. So let us now do, if we're okay, to review the last paragraph where he tries to be mechalik between the Rambam and the Grizz. I'm sorry, between the Rambam and the Rabbanan. Okay, so he says like this. He's bothered by the question about how do women make a bracha on Berchas HaTorah. Okay, he quotes his father, the Rechaim. So the question is, how do women say a bracha on Berachas Torah? Because they're Peturos from Talmud Torah, and we know the Rambam holds that women don't make brachos on mitzvahs aseh, shazman grama, or not mitzvahs that the Peturos, because they don't say a shekir shav sosav ismanu. So how could they say a Berachas Torah, given that they're Peturos from Talmud Torah? Right? So he says, Rav Chaim said that Berachas Torah is not on the mitzvah. When you say Berachas Torah, it's not on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But rather, it's on the chafetza of Torah. Torah itself demands a bracha. It's like almost like you need a matir to use the Torah. Just like food needs a bracha, Torah needs a bracha. You can't use Torah without saying a bracha. So women are pturos from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the chafetza of Talmud Torah, the activity of the involvement of Talmud Torah itself, is Talmud Torah, even a woman or a man, and therefore they have to say a bracha. It's like the activity it's not because of the mitzvah, it's just you can't be engaged in that activity without first praising God for it. So it has nothing to do with the mitzvah. Right? It's just the entity of Talmud Torah itself, he's saying, it demands a bracha. Okay? Fine. So what? So now he's saying is like this. Is we know there's a Masechta Sofrim which says that reading Kisvei Kodesh or Megillos, you say a bracha. Asher Kedushah Mesosav Al Kisvei Kodesh Al Mikra Megillah. Right? So this is the Tosas and the Rambam diverge on how to understand that. How are you saying a bracha on Megillos? There's no mitzvah to read Megillos. Right? There's no mitzvah to read Megillos. Right? I mean, maybe Esther there is, but the other ones are not even, again, they're a later minhag, even after the time of the Gemara. So how could you say, how could Masechta Sofrim say, you say Asher Kedushah Mesosav on reading Kisvei Kodesh or on reading Megillas, right? So he's saying, is according to the Rambam, the answer is very simple. It's the same way like a woman makes a bracha on Talmud Torah, right? It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's simply because they're Torah. They're Kisvei Torah Shebuch Sav. And when you read Torah Shebuch Sav, the chafetza of Torah Shebuch Sav obligates you to make a bracha, right? Obligates you to make a bracha. So therefore, the chafetz of Torah Shebuch Sav, whether it's a woman learning whatever, or it's nice to Talmud Torah, or whether you're reading from these Kisvei Kodesh or Megillah, so you have to say bracha. Nothing to do with Berachos HaMitzvos whatsoever, right? Nothing to do with Berachos HaMitzvos whatsoever. Okay. But that's for the entity of Talmud Torah, right? Okay, but he says when you're doing Hallel, that's what he's saying is the Rambam. Now he says when you're doing Hallel is not, even though the psukim from Hallel come from Kisvei Kodesh, that's not what you're doing. You're not doing Talmud Torah. Okay, Talmud Torah requires a bracha. But that's not what you're doing now. You're not doing Talmud Torah, you're doing Hallel. And Hallel is a mitzvah, right? Hallel is a mitzvah. But reading a Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is not the mitzvah. That's the minhag. So in other words, in Hallel, you have two forms of the mitzvah. You have two things. You have the mitzvah of Hallel, which is the whole Hallel. And then you have the minhag of Hallel, which is a different thing. It's a half Hallel. It's not really Hallel. It's just a minhag. Okay? So you're not saying the bracha for Talmud Torah because you're not learning. You're doing Hallel. And you're not saying the bracha of Hallel because the bracha of Hallel is set up on mitzvahs Hallel. This isn't mitzvahs Hallel. This is a minhag. It's a different thing. Right? Okay. But, he says, the Rabbi Natam doesn't go, he doesn't buy that whole thing. That whole answer about women, that the chafetza of Talmud Torah demands a bracha, Tosas doesn't buy that. He doesn't hold by that. Okay? He doesn't hold the chafetza of Talmud Torah requires a bracha. Okay? And I don't know, maybe, I think Tosas holds in general women make brachas on Nenam Tzivosa. On bracha. So I think, he doesn't say that, but I think that's true. So he's holding is, he doesn't hold by this whole thing of making a bracha on the chafetza of Talmud Torah. Brachos are on mitzvos. Oh, so now you got a problem. How do you make a bracha on Kriyas and Megillah? Right? Kriyas and Megillah, after all, is not a mitzvah, right? And he holds he was making a bracha on mitzvahs. He says shayu shem zanu. So he says, oh. He says, since so must be the reason why you're able to say the bracha is because there's a mitzvah, there's a brachas ha-mitzvah on, one second. Yeah, because by Kriyas HaMegillah, by Kriyas HaMegillah or Kriyas HaTorah, there are brachas ha-mitzvahs, right? There are brachas ha-mitzvahs. Why there are brachas ha-mitzvah? Because he's saying is the essence, essential activity of reading from the Torah is a mitzvah. Even though this particular form of you doing it is not a mitzvah, you're reading from the Rus or something, and there's no mitzvah like that, but there is a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah of like leaning in Shul on Shabbos or on Monday and Thursday. So there's a mitzvah. So the etzem thing, activity of reading Torah, has a mitzvah, has a bracha. So too, he says, halal also. Right? Halal too. Is that, look, there is a din of bracha and halal. Now, it's true, you're doing a little bit of a different form on it. But you're doing a half halal, not a whole halal. But he says, it doesn't matter. It's no less than reading the Megillahs. Reading the Megillahs is a lesser form of Kriyas HaTorah, or a different form of Kriyas HaTorah. But since there is a bracha on Kriyas HaTorah, bracha on mitzvah on Kriyas HaTorah, you could say, take that bracha on mitzvah and use it on reading Megillahs. So too, you could take the bracha on mitzvah on halal and use it on the half halal. But the Rambam, he doesn't hold by this idea of taking a bracha on the full form and now using it on a minhag form. Right? He doesn't go for that. He's saying is he can't, a bracha mitzvah has to be on the mitzvah. The kilchasa. The full is really doing the mitzvah. But this isn't a mitzvah. Half halal isn't the mitzvah. Reading Megillahs is not the mitzvah. So, so how do you make a bracha on reading the Megillahs? He's saying that's a totally separate bracha. That's a bracha on the Chefetz of Talmud Torah. But that's totally inapplicable by Allah. That's a special unique thing, like Rav Chaim's din of a woman making bracha on the Torah. That's not because of bracha mitzvah. So it seems like it comes down to this question, which I think we have to pursue a little bit, is do you have a right to say a bracha when the etzem Chefetz is something which has a bracha, but now you're doing it in like some alternative form. Right? You're doing it in some alternative form, a lesser form, a different form, but the essential activity itself has a bracha. Could you now utilize the bracha? Or do you say that you can only say the bracha when you're involving yourself in the mitzvah itself? And once it's like a different form, then it no longer warrants a bracha. Right, that's true. I mean, I can't say a good start. Is that according to the way we're learning, it's part of the whole brachas ha-mitzvah is because a mitzvah has a rigid structure. It's codified, halachified, and you're aligning, the kedusha comes, you're aligning yourself with that rigid structure. And that's what allows it, that's why brachas go on that. Asher kedushah mitzvah zonu on this maisa. So when you're aligning yourself with that mitzvah, with that structure, so then it warrants a bracha. Now, once you're deviating from that structure and you're just involving yourself in a minhag, which is a more informal activity, so then it's not going to warrant or lend itself to attaching a bracha to it. So while it might be true, the etzem achafza, it does have a bracha, leaning has a bracha, and now I'm just kind of doing a derivative activity of leaning, reading Megillahs, or halal has a bracha, and now I'm doing a derivative of halal. Yeah, but once it's a derivative, and it's a minhag, it takes on, it's not as formalized, doesn't have the same rigidity to it, and as such, it doesn't have the form to mechayev and a bracha. Right? But Tosa seems to be thinking differently. Right? So maybe you say like this, is that definitely the bracha, they both agree, the bracha is niskan on a mitzvah. It's set up on a mitzvah, and a mitzvah has a regular structure. Right? And that's what it takes to set up a bracha. Whatever. Right? But now, let's say there becomes a minhag to partake of that structure, to have a derivative form of that structure as a minhag, right? Again, if you do that structure like Yom Tov Sheni, it's the same thing. But now you do a derivative form of that structure. Namely, you read half a halal, or you read other psukim in the Torah, not those, you know? Not the formalized ones. So it's like the activity you're doing, like it emerges from the original mitzvah. Right? It's like an offshoot, a derivative of the original mitzvah. Right? It wouldn't exist. There would be no such thing as a half halal if there was no such thing as a full halal. Right? It's like there'd be no din of Kriyas Megillah, so there's no takana of Kriyas Torah. So it's like it's an offshoot of the original mitzvah. Right? So now I'm involved in an action which owes its existence to the original mitzvah. Right? So the question is, so Tosis argues that also warrants Shevach on the original mitzvah. In other words, I'm saying Shevach on Asher Sonsuan Alakalikros Halal, right? Which is the structure. There is a structured mitzvah halal. Now, it's true I'm not involved in that formalized structure, but I am involved in an activity which is an offshoot of that, and therefore it's sufficient. A sufficient relationship of me to the mitzvah of takanas of kriyas halal that allows me to say bracha and to give shevach on that mitzvah. It's not that pshat that I'm saying the shevach on the minhag, because the minhag is informal, but it's like the minhag hooks me into the mitzvah, and it allows me to become related to the mitzvah in a way that I could give shevach on it. So it's like I'm not giving the shevach on the minhag, but the minhag since it partakes of the mitzvah, in a sense, as a derivative, so therefore it allows me to, it connects me up with the mitzvah and is mechayev me to give shevach on the mitzvah. Whereas the Rambam saying is like, since the takana of the bracha is on the mitzvah, you only say the bracha when you're engaged in the mitzvah itself, not on that which is a derivative and relates you to it secondarily. The shevach is, since the shevach is about the mitzvah, you only say that shevach when you're doing the mitzvah. But when you're doing a derivative of it, well, that's not the mitzvah. That's just a derivative. So the machlokes is like, could you use the minhag form of the mitzvah as an instance of, you know, giving the shevach on the mitzvah itself? Or do you say you only give the shevach when you're involved in the thing for which the shevach was created? Right? You know, it reminds me of, like, I don't know, we're going to get there. I mean, hopefully we'll get to this sugya soon. But there is a question about whether women make a bracha on mitzvah association on grama. You know? So one argument, I think it's l'shitasam, but I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily the same machlokas, but it's like on the one hand, you'll say bracha is on a mitzvah, and for a woman, it's not a mitzvah. So you say, don't make it. On the other hand, you say, look, it is a mitzvah, and when the woman does it, she's involved in that mitzvah. Now, it's true, she's not mitzvah, but look, men are mitzvah, and therefore the bracha of Asher Zonu is shayach to it, and the women are involving themselves in that mitzvah also. So it's like, whereas the Rambam is saying is, look, since the bracha is set up for men, because of they're obligated, so therefore the bracha is only said when you're involved in that obligation. Whereas Tosis is saying, it's like, look, it's true, it's set up for the men, but now the bracha exists, it doesn't mean that you have to be involved in that which it's set up for in order to be shayach to say that shevach. It's a shevach l'Hashem, which you could be, you have a right to, an obligation, I guess, to give praise about whenever you're engaged in it, albeit in a lesser indirect sense. I like the way to say it here, but to say by the minhag, it's like involving yourself in the minhag, since the minhag is a derivative of the mitzvah, and it only exists because of the mitzvah, it brings to mind the mitzvah, and therefore it obligates you to give shevach on the mitzvah. It's like you would never be able to be doing, it's like this. You'd never be able to be doing this minhag if not for the fact there was a mitzvah, right? And you're happy you're doing the minhag. The minhag is a good thing to do, and the minhag itself wouldn't have any existence without the mitzvah. It's a derivative of the mitzvah, so now give shevach on the mitzvah. So you're not giving shevach on the minhag, But you give a shevach on the mitzvah. But this brings to mind the mitzvah because it owes its existence. It's an offshoot of the mitzvah. So therefore, you're related to the mitzvah in a manner which allows you to give shevach on it. So it's like you're not doing the mitzvah. The Rambam says the shevach on the mitzvah has to be when you're doing the mitzvah. Tosfos says it's sufficient to be involved in an offshoot of the mitzvah, which is mitzaref you to the mitzvah, and thereby allows you to give shevach for it. And Tosfos tiltum alma, so there is nothing which it's an offshoot of. It's just stam taking a rava. There's no bracha set up for a rava that you're on the deraisa or something like that, which you're saying a bracha, and now you're just using it. So now you just want to say, are the rabbanon going to set up a shevach for a tiltal? Well, no, because it lacks in the tzura. But it's saying is, look, they wouldn't set up a bracha for halal and Rosh Chodesh either. But on halal Rosh Chodesh, it's like there already is a bracha, and now you're related to that activity which has the bracha, so therefore you could use that bracha. I mean, I think it could be that's what he's saying. I mean, it's not clear. The problem is the Gris is not especially clear about the difference between the two. I mean, he shows that he's deriving it differently from the case of Erech Torah, and he's clear about that. But he doesn't clearly enunciate the two different formulations. If you read it over, it's like he's not drawing a fine, at least I'm not seeing it, like a fine line about how he's formulating distinction. It's like what I'm saying here is like a little bit putting something into him, but it's like I just don't see him quite drawing out the distinction. So I don't know. I'm not convinced that this is what he's saying, but this seems reasonable. I guess we'll move on from this. What I'd like to do next time, I guess, is we're back to our Gemara in Sukkah. I know we went on a little bit of a diversion back to Berachas HaMitzvos on Minhag to Mem Dalet, but really what we were doing is on the sugya on the Memvav Mar Aleph in Sukkah. So the question comes up, if a person has a few mitzvos in his hand to do at the same time, like you have a lulav and a sukkah and tefillin and tzitzis all at the same time, you're about to do them all, do you make one bracha, Asher Kishon Sonu Al HaMitzvos, or do you make a bracha on each one b'fnei atzma? Okay? So it's like, it's almost like 10 lines from the bottom on Memvav Mar Aleph in Sukkah. So we'll start that, and then we'll start that. There's a parallel question by Brachos, but similar question by Brachos, but we'll get to that also. But I guess we'll start with that. Okay, so I guess Wednesday probably we'll start that sugya. It's a brand new sugya.